weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies around 12. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies. We'll see highs in the mid-30s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Chance of snow showers overnight, upper teens. And New Year's Day, cloudy with scattered snow. Right now, it's 30.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The nation's farm sector saw a big income rise in 2020, but what about 2021? Gary Crawford with more.
Okay, first, the good news. When this 2020 year mercifully ends this week, farmers' net farm income, though, will likely end up being almost $120 billion. That's up $36 billion from 2019. Now, bad news.
I think it's clear that 2021 is going to see a much lower farm income than 2020.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson, of course, over $46 billion of this past year's farm income has come from direct government payments, including disaster relief and two rounds of coronavirus relief. Now for 2021, Johansson says,
both in the crop and the livestock side, we expect cash receipts up by about probably about $25, $26 billion.
That's good, but there's always a but, isn't there?
We also expect these government programs to slow down and to be much smaller as we come out of the COVID-19 pandemic.
And even with this new coronavirus assistance package, Johansson says 2021 farm income could still fall by $8 to $12 billion. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services finalized the 2020 through 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, recognizes the role things like lean beef play in a healthy diet across all life stages and ages. These DGAs serve as a foundation for federal nutrition policy and shape the recommendations found on USDA's My Plate website. Now, there's no one-size-fits-all diet, but NCBA President Marty Smith said beef is one of America's favorite foods, and science consistently shows that lean beef can be the cornerstone in a variety of healthy diets. He said, now more than ever, the key to proper nutrition is giving people practical and realistic advice. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Where COVID-19 testing is difficult for some individuals across the state of Kansas and many rural communities, but Wichita State University is trying to play a major role in partnering with FedEx to try and get testing to different parts of the state to increase testing ability.
For folks who have long driving distances or who have limited staff, FedEx has a program that enables us to move the biological material, the saliva and the samples, to the laboratory with an overnight delivery.
That was Deborah Franklin, the Vice President of WSU Associate Strategic Initiatives on KSN News, where Wichita State's multi-million dollar lab is working to do the rapid testing for rural communities across the state. And towns like Lindsberg are already taking advantage of the opportunities.
Continues across rural Kansas, I think, to be a crisis. And so if we can identify a few people who would otherwise be out spreading disease and help them realize that they are positive and isolate, we're hoping to bend the curve down a little bit.
Good American Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in-stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in-stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com.
Offer sale on select in-stock vehicles with a group credit for tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition until we stop. TPO for 64. MSRP 60,980. Plus, like this, 20,000. Alternative factory tax rebate for adults. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates, ticket, fire sales excluded. Offer expired December 31st, 2020.
Two northeastern Kansas counties are backing off mask mandates as they imposed it last month as coronavirus cases surged, and officials set up a clinic in the area in the state's largest city to vaccinate thousands of healthcare workers. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the county commissioners in Brown and Jackson counties argued that they had weathered a wave of infections and dropped mandates requiring people to wear masks. The Wichita Eagle reports that Sedgwick County set up a clinic in its downtown of Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena to vaccinate nearly 10,000 healthcare workers, including dentists, chiropractors, optometrists, and home health and hospice workers. In other news, one person is dead and another is critically injured after a shooting near Wichita. KSN News reports that the shooting happened around 8 p.m. last night at a home in Sedgwick County, just south of Wichita. Names of the victims and further details about the shooting have not yet been released, and the investigation is still ongoing. And finally, Governor Laura Kelly is set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine later today, as she announced some state officials may be receiving the vaccine in order to allow the state legislative session continue later this month. Mid-America Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska school districts working to determine how many of their employees want the coronavirus vaccine so health officials can be ready to deliver them. School employees are one of the next groups of people scheduled to get their vaccine after healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities who are getting vaccinated now. The educators are likely to get the vaccine in January or February, along with first responders and other essential workers. State health officials said Monday that more than 20,000 doses of the vaccine have been administered in Nebraska so far. As that winter storm passed through the state yesterday, forecasters issued storm warnings for parts of Nebraska, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, South Dakota, Wisconsin. By yesterday afternoon, the storm had mostly moved out, but not before leaving between 6 and 7.5 inches of snow reported in parts of Nebraska. Rick Averett, Mid-American Network News.
It's not just the end of a year, it's the end of 2020. And Rusty Eck Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford in stock. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers hours like in-stock vehicles with approved credit, tax, and fees. September 2024 Expedition XLV stock, TPO 464, Amazon $60,980. Plus, discount $8,000. Credit effective tax rate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates, ticket, fire sales excluded. Offers expire December 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Four additional COVID-19 related deaths were reported in Nemahal County over the weekend, bringing the total to 49, with just 34 active cases currently and four hospitalizations as of Monday. Marshall County showed nearly identical numbers to a week ago, with 62 active cases, two hospitalizations, and no additional deaths. Washington County fell to just 11 active cases as of Monday, with no one currently hospitalized. This reflects the lowest number of positives since late October. Effective Monday, the Washington County Courthouse, along with all other county offices, are now open to the general public. Effective Tuesday, Washington City Hall is open to the public. Mask use is still required to enter and conduct business in city and county buildings. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved a six-year agreement with USD 364 for use of city sports facilities. Discussion regarding hangar leases due for renewal at the Marysville Airport brought forward comments about potential improvements and best use of the buildings. Some are used for general storage. Consensus was they should be reserved first for airplane storage. Possibility of replacing or upgrading some buildings was mentioned, but that has not been an airport committee priority. It was approved to send the matter to the airport committee for consideration. No one had comments during a public hearing on a budget amendment that involved transferring funds to accommodate early payoff of the swimming pool bonds. Council discussed continued concerns on South 11th and 12th roads and the need for progress on repairs or upgrades. It was reported that an update from engineers exploring improvements should be forthcoming soon. Winners of a Light Up Marysville Christmas lighting contest were announced, with Robert and Regina McInerney at 1310 Debbie Lane named People's Choice. Jason and Tony Hormat at 411 South 15th Street won the Clark Griswold Award. Chuck and Christina Lowry and Lori Salter at 1404 Debbie Lane were chosen Reason for the Season. And the People's Choice runner-up went to Nicole Wassenberg at 310 South 13th Street. The Best Business Award went to Mountain Plains Agency at 814 Broadway. In Washington, first place winner in their Christmas lighting contest went to Don and Kathy Brax at 305 Washington. Second place to Chris and Tracy Taylor at 205 West 5th. Third place to Jordan and Kayla Wyatt at 401 West 2nd. In Blue Rapids, Rob and Karen Swearingen won first place, Cliff and Deb Miller second, and Crystal Gordon third. In Waterville, first place in judging went to Curtis and Katie Larson, second place to Lisa G. Anderson, and third place to Michael and Tracy Coble. Arthur C. Neatfelt, age 68, of rural Wymore, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 9:30 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Wymore, with a rosary at 9 a.m. Burial to follow at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery in Marysville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Art Neatfelt. Leroy L. Lehman, age 85, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Private family service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 3 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Leroy Lehman. Daryl Spain, age 56, of Waterville, passed away Friday. There will be a private memorial service Thursday, 11 a.m., streamed on the Terry Christie Funeral Home Facebook page. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Spain. Mary R. Fieldhausen, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church, Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Fieldhausen.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
United Bank and Trust will be open normal hours New Year's Eve, but closed New Year's Day. Open again normal hours on Saturday.
Ring in the new year with the Wagon Wheel Cafe's New Year's Eve dinner. Make it a romantic night with the lobster and sirloin surf and turf champagne dinner for two for $55, or a prime rib dinner, or celebrate as a family with kids' cheeseburger or chicken strip dinners, complete with noisemaker. Sorry, parents. Dine-in and carry-out available. Make plans for New Year's Eve with a special dinner from 5 to 9 with the Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, yesterday we had that low-pressure system move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing some snow, rain, and mixed precipitation. This low is continuing to push off towards the east-northeast, and it looks like a high-pressure system will move into the area, bringing us dry weather as we head through this Wednesday tonight, continuing into tomorrow. We do have another low-pressure system that will be forming across the southern parts of the United States that will move off towards the north-northeast. We'll be on the western side of it, but we could see more chances for some snow, wintry weather, Thursday night, continuing into Friday. Otherwise, temperatures will remain in the 20s and into the 30s. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, lower 30s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, low of 12. Winds will be from the west at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-30s. And tomorrow night into Friday, scattered snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature, late December, 40. Record high in this date, 69. The average low, 18. The record low was 9 below zero. We received around a half an inch of precipitation with the mix Tuesday. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:13.
As a producer, you've always got one eye on the sky. But weathering the economic climate can be even tougher. That's where we come in. We can make a plan that will help you build a shelter for your investments that'll protect you, your family, and your future. Talk to us about it. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The National Weather Service advising a next winter storm arriving Thursday night into Friday. A winter storm watch is posted for much of east central Kansas starting Thursday night. The next system looks to bring freezing rain, sleet, and snow, ice and snow accumulations, likely for those in the watch area. A small change in the track of a system could change location and amounts of snow and ice. Light precipitation may start as early as Thursday evening. A wintry mix will switch to snow Friday south of the Kansas Turnpike. Snow-covered and icy roads could lead to difficult travel conditions. Confidence continues with an increase in this next winter storm. The main concern remains exactly where the transition from freezing rain to snow sets up. At this point, the model shows the snow accumulation anywhere from an inch to two across much of our listening area. Heavier amounts to our east and south, lighter amounts to our west and north. Stay advised of this changing weather situation.
There's no time of year quite like the period between Christmas and New Year. We will share some things people are saying on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 30th, the 365th day of the year. Golf champ Tiger Woods has a birthday. We've been asking for opinions about the week between Christmas and New Year's, and the answers we got were quite polarizing. For some, it's a blissful time of quiet reflection and relaxation. For others, it's a shapeless void with no structure or routine. Some describe it as a week when no one knows what day it is. One social media poster reveled in saying, "The tree still sparkles, the fridge has leftovers, and there are still chocolates in the box." And some suggested the week will be given a formal name. The top suggestions, the Merinium, Betwixtmas, and Crimbo Limbo. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts to share online at almanac.com.
Sab Brothers in Hanover sends you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season.
May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive.
Commercial Tire Solutions proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder Athletics and says thank you to the coaches and parents for being the unsung heroes that the players look up to for guidance and support. Let's go, Thunder, from your fans at Commercial Tire Solutions in Seneca for all your tire needs. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Wednesday. Freshman Selton Miguel connected on a three-pointer with just over 9 seconds left to lift Kansas State to a 60-58 win over Omaha in front of a limited capacity crowd of 519 fans last night at Bramblage Coliseum. The Wildcats, now 5-5 overall, 1-1 in the Big 12, have now won four of their last five games after starting the season at 1-4. The Kansas City Chiefs maintain the top spot in the AP Pro 32 poll. The Green Bay Packers and Buffalo Bills switched places again. The Packers moved up to number 2 after routing Tennessee on Sunday night, and the Bills slipped to number 3 despite pounding New England on Monday night. The New Orleans Saints stayed at number 4 after Alvin Kamara's 6-touchdown performance, while the NFC West champion Seattle Seahawks rounded out the top 5. I'm Rick Everett with a look at Wednesday sports on the Mid-America Network.
It's not just the end of a year. It's the end of 2020. And Rusty at Ford says, let's ring in 2021 a little early with just $21 down on every new Ford Instar. Plus, you still get discounts up to $14,000 off every new 2020 and 2021 F-150, Explorer, Expedition, and more. Not one truck, not just two SUVs. Every new Ford in stock. Before we put this year behind us, you should put just $21 down on your next Ford and get discounts up to $14,000. If you don't buy your new Ford with just $21 down, you paid too much. So if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Office hours like this stock vehicles with a group credit tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLV stock GPO for support. Amazon $60,980. Plus, discount $8,000. Credit factory tax rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualified. All Ford rebates, stimulus, fire sales excluded. Office expired December 2020.
The Arizona men's basketball program has self-imposed a one-year postseason ban related to its long-running NCAA rules infractions case. The NCAA issued a notice of allegations in October accusing the Wildcats of 9 counts of misconduct, including 5 Level 1 violations. The violations include a lack of institutional control and failure to monitor by the university, and lack of head coach control by basketball coach Sean Miller. Arizona is 7-1 this season, including a 1-1 mark in the Pac-12 conference. Oklahoma State ended its season with a bowl game victory, downing number 18 Miami 37-34. The Cowboys scored in their first 3 possessions while jumping out to a 21-0 lead. Brennan Presley caught 3 of Sanders' TD passes, finishing with 6 receptions for 118 yards after entering the game with just 1 catch all season. Have a good Wednesday. With Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Rick Everett.
The Diller O'Dell Meridian basketball games postponed Tuesday will be played tonight. Girls tip off at 5, boys to follow. 7 continues play tonight, tomorrow night in the Thayer Central Holiday Tournament. Kansas teams resume play after the Christmas break.
Add some motion to your indoor garden with prayer plants. Their leaves fold up each night like praying hands, then return to their normal position during the day. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Prayer plants are low-growing, shallow-rooted, making them suitable for hanging baskets and shallow containers. The green leaves have decorative markings, adding to their appeal. Grow them in a draft-free location with normal room temperatures and indirect light. Water thoroughly whenever the top inch of soil is just starting to dry. Drooping leaves and brown leaf edges can indicate you need to water more often. Don't allow the plant to sit in excess water that collects in the saucer. Pour this off or create a gravel tray. Add a layer of pebbles to the saucer to elevate the pot above any excess water. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plant, something it needs to thrive. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining new 2020 Chevy Silverado 1500 model crew cab four-wheel drive pickup. It's the LTZ Z71 package. They have two of the new 21 Silverado 2500 model crew cab pickups. They're four-wheel drives, fully equipped, and ready for your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Country Place Senior Living hopes that songs of joy fill your home with warmth and your heart with happiness this holiday season. Country Place Senior Living is proud to be a leader in the assisted living industry and sends warm holiday greetings.
Joyful present and a well-remembered past. The staff at St. Gordon and Associates extends best wishes for a happy holiday season and a magnificent new year. St. Gordon and Associates is proud to have served Northeast Kansas as public accountants for nearly 70 years. Season's greetings from St. Gordon and Associates.
Park County, Indiana holds a record. If you've ever traveled there, you probably know what that record is. And if you've not, well, the claim to fame is well worth a visit. It's part of our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Park County, Indiana is home to more covered bridges than any county in the country. Many of the 31 bridges that remain today are still in use, and these spans have quite a history.
The bridge we're standing at here with the Jackson Bridge was named after Andrew Jackson, and it was built during the Civil War. Our youngest bridge was built in 1920, which is the Nevins Bridge.
Jerry Newland says that means the youngest bridge in the county is now over a century old. And these bridges, such as the Jackson Bridge, where we did this interview, are far more than a tourist attraction.
It's as important today as it was when they originally built it. This is the main thoroughfare through the northern part of Park County. 90% of your local traffic and then your visitors' traffic and everything else still uses this road on a daily basis.
That longevity also means much maintenance for the county road crew.
It's a constant project that either something needs to be taken care of, boards are falling off, we've had wind damage or different things, or just general maintenance and repainting or maintaining the end of the portals of the bridge. Whatever we can do to try to keep them up and ready and keep them going.
These bridges were built for horses and wagons. As time passed, some modern equipment wouldn't fit across the bridges, and that impacts things like the price of land here.
I can remember as a kid that we drove tractors through. You know, the other part of it is tractors are bigger now and equipment's bigger, so we have to bypass. You know, that even plays a role when it comes to the value of farm ground, that a farmer may be on the south side and on the bridge, and there may be a few acres that he may want to try to pick up on the adjoining side, but due to the development of equipment, he may have to track 15 miles around to be able to get it.
Many visitors still come to see the bridges, and the annual Covered Bridge Festival is an event that brings people from hundreds of miles to see these famous spans. Traveling the countryside in Park County, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.
Plans?
planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
The lane that takes you from the road to your home is also a welcome mat for visitors. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Farm lane design should match the terrain and the number of vehicles going in and out as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Is one of the most important parts of the property. It takes you where you need to go and gets you back to the house. So when designing a lane, there are some key things to pay attention to. Ben Picano owns a paving company and offers advice on his website, drivewaytips.com. He says most lanes are usually a simple straight run from the road to the garage or wherever you want it to lead you. However, the width of the lane is an important consideration.
You want to make sure it's 10 feet wide because 8 feet's a little too narrow and 12 feet's probably a little too wide for a single car. If you're expecting quite a bit of traffic going in and out, you might want to go double wide. In that case, I'd recommend at least 18 to 20 feet, 20 feet being more preferable. And that would allow one car to be coming in at the same time another vehicle could be exiting without having to back up or move out of the way.
The plan should also include a turnaround area. This allows you to drive forward out of the lane without having to back out of it. Picano says the rule of thumb is 10 feet by 20 feet for a single lane, 20 feet by 20 feet for a double. If the lane will be winding on hilly terrain, Picano recommends building it on angles because of washout concerns. Your gravel choice on a hill should be made carefully.
You don't want to get something with a lot of clay in it. Clay gravel will tend to turn to mud and get mushy on you when it rains. You don't want to use loose stone for a gravel. I'd rather see something that's going to stand up and pack every time it rains rather than turn to mud.
Concrete and asphalt are other servicing options, but Picano says for most rural applications, they're impractical because of the cost. Find more tips for designing a lane at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Yeah.
as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king.
Favorite TV shows growing up was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It was so important to me, I told my parents I was watching the news. His soothing voice and fun characters always entertained and inspired me. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So here's one thing Mr. Rogers said that really stuck with me over the years. The greatest gift you ever give is your honest self. To me, that means you have a purpose, a calling in your life. Your gift to the world is to live out that calling. And it's up to you and God to figure it out. Your purpose could be as simple as, I want to be a good parent. Maybe your career is your calling. Or it could be helping others in your own unique way. And it could be all three. Whatever it is, ask God to help you live purposefully. Give the gift of your honest self. The world will be a better place for it. And you can live a more content, confident, and generous life.
A look at Pioneer's drought-tolerant corn products today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Among the 93 new Pioneer corn and soybean seed products unveiled recently by Corteva AgriScience are four new varieties in the drought-tolerant corn lineup. Corteva Vice President and Global Plant Breeding Lead for Pioneer, Jeff Graham, says the Optimum Aquamax hybrids came out of the company's effort to improve drought tolerance a few years back.
We created this systematic way in which we could stress our corn hybrids to make sure that they perform at high levels of irrigation, middle efforts of irrigation, and low irrigation, and use that entire spectrum for selection as we are advancing products through our lineup.
Thousands of on-farm trials were done on these varieties. Graham points to Aquamax as an example of Pioneer's response to real-world needs.
The point of all of this is per inch of water, we're delivering more yield today through the Aquamax product line than we have previously through other methods of product development. And I think that's an outstanding result. And it's also an indication about the power of our product development for changing environments that we might see or changing needs that we might see as we go into the future of agriculture.
To learn more, Google Pioneer Aquamax. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Alliance Insurance would like to take a moment to thank our customers for the continued business and wish you all a safe and happy holiday. Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance for all your insurance needs. 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393. Happy holidays!
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The recent UK-EU Brexit deal is a plus for the United States negotiating a bilateral trade pact with London. That's according to an American Farm Bureau official. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says until now, the U.S. was at the back of the line behind the United Kingdom as London brokered a deal with Brussels. With that all but done, the U.S. and U.K. can now negotiate more formally, although Salmonson says the U.K.-EU deal will bring constraints.
What the EU is concerned about is that Britain being a place where other products could come in, imports into Britain that didn't meet their standards, and then would somehow flow into the EU. So there's going to be some increased border checks, certifications, standards that have to be worked out. I think all this will be worked out, but I think it's all doable. I think the most important point for the U.S. was that Britain did keep and maintained an ability to set its own rules and regulations.
And that's possibly good news for United States pork, beef, poultry, and biotech going into the U.K. And while a hard Irish border for trade and travel has averted renewed political strife and too many trade complications for the U.S., Salmonson says there will now be some kind of a border.
I think all that has yet to be worked out, how that's going to work in practical matters other than the words on a paper. So there's still a lot of work for them to do, I think. They got enough to get keep going on after January 1st. They didn't impose tariffs or quotas. Trade will still flow.
But Salmonson says it won't be as seamless and unhindered as it has been for the past 50 years. That will force United States agriculture to make some changes in any bilateral deal with London. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia holiday bonus cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333.000.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Iowa's senior senator Chuck Grassley said the COVID relief package is a win for biofuels, despite leaving it up to the ag secretary to trigger producer aid. Grassley and the junior senator, Joni Ernst, lobbied ag secretary Perdue for 6 months to use the COVID relief aid earlier for impacted biofuel producers, but to no avail.
The secretary kept telling us he didn't have the authority to do it. And we said, yes, you do, but he didn't agree. So this makes very clear he has the authority to do it.
Well, the relief package is under a veto threat by the president, makes renewable fuel producers eligible to receive emergency relief, but leaves the final decision up to the secretary.
Does it guarantee that there will be any help? Maybe not under a Perdue, but I'll bet there will be under a Vilsack.
He's referring to Biden's USDA nominee, former USDA chief under the Obama administration, and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack. The pandemic has ravaged the ethanol industry, causing nearly $4 billion in estimated losses from reduced fuel demand, amounting to about 700 million bushels less use of corn. And due to restrictions related to the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2021 Commodity Classic is going virtual, will be delivered right to your farm in a digital format. Many are disappointed won't be together in San Antonio, but the 2021 Special Edition will continue to provide education and experiences that they've come to expect if you've ever been a part of the Commodity Classic. They'll have educational sessions, thought leaders in agriculture, new technology and innovation, chances for online networking with fellow farmers, and a whole lot more. To keep in touch with updates on registration, a schedule, some of the speakers, and others, you can sign up for email updates. Go to commodityclassic.com. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to talk about the importance of trade to farmers and ranchers here in the United States as we wind down the year of 2020. After this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It has been indeed a year like no other, and a year like I hope we won't have to go through again. A year where I've spent more time talking about cancellations and postponements than I have about agricultural news and activity. And when we talk foreign trade, an interesting couple of stories. Chinese imports of U.S. soybeans in November more than doubled from November a year ago, as cargoes booked following a phase one trade deal between the U.S. and China arrived in the country. The world's top buyer of soybeans brought in 6 billion tons of oilseed from the United States in November. That would be up 136% from 2.56 million tons a year ago. That from the General Administration of Customs in China. Chinese buyers stepped up purchases of U.S. farm products, including soybeans, earlier this year to partly fulfill commitments made in a January deal aimed at tempering the trade war between the world's two largest economies. The November shipments were also up from 3.4 million tons in October, when U.S. soybeans started to dominate the market in the fourth quarter. But at the same time, China bought 2.7 million tons of Brazilian soybeans in November. That was down 29% from the previous year, and the figures were also down from 4.2 million tons in October, as the soybean season in the South American country was coming to a close. Crushers snapped up Brazilian soybeans earlier this year as they sought to benefit from attractive crush margins amid healthy demand from a rapidly recovering hog herd in China. Then we add to that the news from China that the imports of pork from the states of New Wales and Western Australia because of pests and diseases. Not only are we finding them in hogs, but we're finding a rebirth of the poultry virus that also affected poultry flocks here in the United States as well as in other countries. But those are being affected as we wind down this trade year with our important customers and importers, particularly China. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
If you have a navigable stream or river running through your property, federal law says boaters and fishermen have the right to be there on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Landowners with a stream or river on their property string fences from bank to bank to keep cattle from going downstream. I'll bet they didn't know that these fences are illegal. Eric Leeper is the executive director of the National Organization for Rivers. He says you may technically own the bed and banks of a river or stream, but the U.S. Supreme Court says if the waterway was navigable during the fur trade of the 1800s, it's considered navigable today for public use. This means if someone can float at least a canoe or a kayak on it, they have the right to be there.
It's subject to the federal navigational servitude, regardless of who owns the bed or banks under local property law. There's a navigational easement under federal law that includes navigation, walking along the banks, portaging around obstacles, fishing, fowling, and swimming.
Now, the public does not have the right to trespass on your land to get to the river. They have to use public access points, and this does include where a road crosses over a bridge. Leeper says it's illegal for landowners to connect a fence to the bridge to block public access. It's also a violation of federal law to string fences across the river.
Landowners keep putting them up, and they're putting themselves at extreme risk for both criminal prosecution, because that is a crime, and also for civil prosecution for liability if someone is seriously injured or drowns on a fence across a river.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about river rights and public use at agriculture.com.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Corn, Kansas City wheat are doing quite nicely. Soybeans have bounced back up as well. January beans up 4¾ at $13.25. March beans up 3¾ at $12.99¾. January soybean meal is up $2.40 at $4.29.40. March is up $2.30 at $4.26.60. January bean oil down 4 points at $42.44. March is down 7 at $41.68. So mixed in the soy complex, but the beans themselves have bounced back up, at least for a time. Corn in Kansas City wheat doing nicely. March KC wheat is up 16 and 3 quarters. Make that up 17 now at 602. May KC wheat is up 17 and a quarter at 605 and a quarter. March corn is up 6 and 3 quarters at 473. May is up 6 and a quarter at 472 and a quarter. So nice gains for corn and for Kansas City wheat. In the livestock complex, December live cattle is up a nickel, 112.10. February live cattle up 15 at 114.72. So nice positives for live cattle. Feeder cattle aren't doing so well. January feeders down 60 at 139.02. March feeders down 97 at 140.25. The back months are all under pressure, too. So not a good look for feeder cattle, while live cattle are rallying just a bit. Hogs are up. February hogs up 57 at 67.77. Today, by the way, is National Bacon Day, just in case you had forgotten that. April hogs up a dime at 71.17. So a good look for the most part for hogs. Cotton is on the upside. March cotton is up 87 at 77.88. May cotton is up 87 at 78.49. So a good look for cotton right now. February crude oil is up 6 cents at 48.06. That is a good look. And February gold is currently up $10.90 at $1,893.90 an ounce. So gold is up, silver is up, copper is trending just a little bit lower right now. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333.9.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.